Raise a Pint for the Pub Songs Podcast. Music and commentary from Celtic geek songwriter Mark Gunn. And now, a toast. May you have the hindsight to know where you've been, the foresight to know where you are going, and the insight to know when you've gone too far. Sláinte.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am in Ireland. Guggenbar, to be precise. And I'm here with a bunch of people. Say hi to people.
Hello, people.
So how are you enjoying your trip so far? This is day one, so.
It is absolutely brilliant.
It's brilliant. It is. It's beautiful.
This is like the coolest place in the middle of
nowhere.
And it's just stunning, stunning. I'm just stunned.
It's so quiet, you can hear the quiet.
That sounds about right. The Pub Songs Podcast, this is Mark Gunn, and I'm still in Ireland. Because I think I didn't record the first time I said that I'm in Ireland. So now we will try again. And are you still enjoying since the last time I talked to you about Ireland?
Yes,
it's wonderful.
Now you're not being sincere.
I told you. Jeez, time for my kiss, Mrs. Millen.
It's beautiful out here, though. We're gonna sing something. All right.
Okay. Mike, what?
Hurry up. What did we sing today? I forgot.
Come on, it's a pub songs podcast.
We sang Barrett's Privateers.
Oh.
We didn't
do it well.
No, but we sang it. But we sang.
We did, okay.
We gave it.
The year was 1773. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns.
Hey!
Shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. The last of Barrett's privateers.
Yeah, we had lots of singing on the bus driving up here, or down here, I guess, because this isn't, this is...
No, but that's the first thing
you know. No, but see, this to me, you know, seems almost more... Actually, I would go almost the Sky Boat song or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know the Sky Boat song.
Speed, Bonnie Boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunderclaps rend the air. Baffled our foes stand on the shore, follow they will not dare. Speed, bunny, bow, like the bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that is born to be king over the sea to sky. Of course, we are in Ireland, so it's, you know. I guess you could do something like Fiddler's Green.
I do.
How'd that go again? I roved on the dockside one evening so fair. To view the salt waters and taste the salt air. I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets. No more by the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I'd foretell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I've taken a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the weather is fair and there's never a gale. And the fish jump aboard with one swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do. And the skipper's below making tay for the crew. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I've taken a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a green with the poor open sea. And I'll plays me old squeeze box as we sail along. With the wind and the rigging, a sing a song. Wrap me up in me oilskins and blankets. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me old shipmates I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Wrap me up in me oilskins and blankets. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I've taken a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Very nice, very nice.
Bad. Did you hear the dog howling in the
yes,
background?
Yes, yes,
that was me, sorry.
The dog.
All right, one more song,
me.
Come on. We
okay, we're going to do one more song? Is that what we're going
to
do?
We have to. All right, what are we doing now?
I don't know. What's the next song?
Song, please. Something Irish. Let's do something.
Something Irish. Something Irish.
Whiskey in the jar.
Whiskey no, can't do whiskey in the jar. No. Patriot Games. Not
how about Parting Glass?
Yeah. Oh God. You want to stick a fork in me?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Parting Glass. Definitely.
Drawing a blank.
Kind friends,
join me in. That's
not health of the company.
That's health of the company.
It's also known as parting glass. It's also known as parting glass.
No, parting glass is definitely different.
Wait. It's
of all the friends that I've had, I've spent it in good company. And of all the harm there I have done, alas, was done to none but me. And all I've done for want of it, to memories now I cannot recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend and the leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, she, I own, has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Finish the bleat. Yes, that's going to be the one noise that we have. I mean, it's outrageous out here, but we have lambs bang all over the place. They're just crazy like that. And here's John Wilmot, our tour guide for this trip, and he's filming me as I'm recording him in the podcast. Say hi, John. Hi. Say hi, John.
Hello there.
He's pointing his thing at you.
He's. Oh, wait. Oh, no. We're, that works fine. Yes. It's a video camera he's pointing at me.
It's
thank
a
you very much.
Camera thing. What did you think I was talking about? God.
No, I don't know. They've been drinking Guinness all day.
No, I had a Murphy's tonight. No. I had a Murphy's, thank you. No. The Murphy's was really good. The Murphy's was really good too, I must say. You know, Murphy's draft. Really, okay, I've been drinking. Really tasty, nice. The Guinness, obviously. Yeah, Guinness.
I don't know. What did we say?
You going to sing something else?
Yeah. I
was going to say on the Guinness, it may almost be sacrilegious, but I don't really notice a taste difference.
Really?
Maybe a strength difference.
I taste
it. Maybe I've been blessed with having good pubs in California.
No, that's not it.
I tell you what, that's
not it. Especially in Kenmare, it's a good place to do it. Okay. Set up a pint of each, Beamish, and the Murphy, and the Guinness. And you'll be amazed. You'll definitely see there's a big...
I don't taste the difference between the American Guinness and the Irish Guinness.
Really? See, I taste a big difference. This, I don't just taste a little bit nicer. Smoother all around. Yeah. Personally, yeah. And I just love it. I just love the, music starting.
Yep.
I will teach you.
You have to teach me that one. That's pretty.
Yeah, we're doing lots of sing-alongs out here because, well, we're having some grand crack. That's not the drug and such, but crack, C-R-A-I-C. You now know what Irish crack is all about. It's about just having a grand time, and we drink a lot. Well, not some of us. Actually, a lot of us here. This is more so than the last time. Well, comparatively speaking, I think so. Now we got Aiko coming on. So, you know, all sorts of types. So that's all I'm going to say for now. Enjoy the beauty and the serenity of the setting. Well, the sun's already set, but it's just, you know, it's like 10 o'clock. Gorgeous. Fantastic. So anything you have to say?
John? I haven't thought of anything at the moment.
So we're going to finish up right now. So I will talk to you later, Sláinte. Pub Songs Podcast, warning 2. Yeah. It's exquisite. Sunrise in this valley. Wow. There's a little stone church out here with there's a little sanctuary at the Station of the Cross. These little, what do they call them, cells? Not quite, little holes, basically, caves, if you will. All hand-built, though. Imagine piling all these rocks. Wow.
Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.